From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini met with Arab Secretary General Nabil Elarbi at the Arab League headquarters in Cairo Tuesday. She spoke at a news conference in the Egyptian capital.
We really hope and we really invite the Libyan relevant decision makers in these hours to take responsibility and respond to the need of their people at the call of the international and regional community to take responsibility and unite forces before it is Daesh taking more ground in the country, and to give the Libyan people the right to live in peace and to live in a country that can be rebuilt.
Libya has been split between an Islamist-backed government based in Tripoli and an internationally recognized government in the country's east. Russian families have begun the sad process of identifying the bodies of victims of Saturday's crash of a Russian jetliner in Egypt. A spokesman for Russia's Emergency Situation Ministry told AP that a total of 140 bodies and more than 100 body parts were flown to St. Petersburg on two government planes on Monday and Tuesday. This is the St. Petersburg Vice Governor Igor Albin.
По итогам прошедших суток.
He says at least at the last 24 hours, nine bodies have been identified, and investigators and forensic experts continue working with other bodies to conduct genetic tests. Meanwhile, the Associated Press says the first 10 bodies have been identified. Iraqi politician Ahmed Chalabi died Tuesday of a heart attack. He helped push for the 2003 invasion of Iraq. Lawmakers and state television said Chalabi died in Baghdad. You're listening to VOA News. A prosecutor on Tuesday sought a murder conviction against Oscar Pistorius before South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeal, saying a lower court erred in acquitting the athlete of that charge for killing his girlfriend instead of convicting him of culpable homicide. Pistorius's chief defense lawyer, Barry Rowe, also presented arguments to the judges.
But that's exactly the point that the submission I'm making, Justice Lees. I submit that you cannot, from that piece of the finding, cannot isolate the factual finding that he genuinely believed that he acted in danger.
If convicted of murder, Pistorius would face a minimum sentence of 15 years in prison. South Africa no longer has the death penalty. The UN Refugee Agency says a global 10-year campaign launched a year ago to end statelessness is making progress, but not enough. Lisa Schlein explains in this report from Geneva.
An estimated 10 million people have fallen through the cracks and are not considered citizens of any country. They are stateless and as such are denied benefits that come with a birth certificate and a nationality. Assistant High Commissioner for Protection Volker Turk tells VOA, a stateless child will grow up with his or her aspirations for a meaningful life frustrated. He says statelessness takes a serious psychological toll and undermines a child's esteem.
They don't understand why is it that the person who looks just like me is a national, can go to schooling without problems, can go to healthcare services without problems, and I can't. What's different?
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed support for boosting Turkmenistan's economic prospects as he visited Tuesday on the final leg of a five-nation tour of Central Asia. He says we can do more together to help your people develop some of the skill sets necessary in the modern economy. That's what Kerry said to Turkmenistan's president during his brief stop. A court in India has ordered a life sentence for a man convicted of raping a passenger while driving for the mobile ride-sharing company Uber. The sentence for Shiv Kumar Yadav was the maximum he was eligible to receive after being convicted last month. The woman had hired Yadav to take her home after a dinner with friends last December and said he raped her after she fell asleep in the car. Swiss bank UBS says it's cooperating with authorities who are investigating financial corruption linked to FIFA. UBS says its quarterly report published Tuesday that it was contacted about accounts relating to FIFA and other constituent soccer associations. The Swiss case relates to criminal mismanagement at FIFA and money laundering linked to the 2018 World Cup. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.